His presence. Go, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, Kabashakabasat. Oh, Kabashi. His presence beyond, I can't describe. It's all coming back. And the Lord wants me to emphasize tonight, especially again, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is asleep. They've had a bad stroke. This message will get them back on track if they listen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, thank you, Father. Oh, come a shanta, there was sinam, oh, come a shila, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, I praise you, Father. You something of a shiba. There's nothing in life will compare with the power of God. There's nothing. That's why it's so hard when I leave here. Then I go out back in the twilight zone where all that, it's tough. That's when I have to go back and say, Lord, help me. Lord says, that's why you got it, because my people's struggling too. What do I struggle? I mean, I feel his presence here and then go back there and it's a cesspool. I'm not saying my apartment's a cesspool, but I mean, I'm the presence of God. Nothing competes, Spirit of God. I every week it's something beyond I live for the second. Because one of these days I'm going to go for glory like a jet. I pray that they'll see my clothing. I'm gone. Wouldn't that be something? Boy, we get calls from people about healing, but God is more interested in our soul than any part about us. If we get right with God, we're automatically going to be healed. Unless God's got a special like he has for me, you're going to get healed. I guarantee it. God has a calling on you. That calling is just for you. And other people can't match what you're doing because you're going to go through some hardships. They're not going to have to go through. Making it short, it's just a testimony to those that's living their sleep. I pray that they'll wake them up this night. Father, I pray for the anointing of God to come in to shake all the powers of darkness. Lift up the power of the glory in their lives in such a way. Lord God, they might be set free this night. Oh, in the wonderful name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. So be it. Amen. Oh, I feel his presence so great. He's in his room. But some people should hear these things because it's going to help them. And God so loves them, he don't want them to go off and wander in darkness no longer. He wants them to be set free, walking in victory. God is, I can't emphasize enough, God loves you so much he wants you to live. And that means feel his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand, pleasures evermore. What a combination. Glory to God. You can't miss.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Brother Freedom is enjoying the presence of the Holy Ghost. And we hope you pick up that wonderful presence as the Spirit comes to the room where you are. God bless you. Father, thank you, thank you. Praise you. We glorify you. We bless you. Lord, you're bigger than we can imagine. You're more glorious than we can think. Oh, you're marvelous. You're wonderful. Thank you for being so glorious. We're glad that you're a good God, a glorious God, a holy God, the only God. And help us to be pleasing to you. Help us to be blameless before your sight. Wash us again in the blood. Make us whiter than snow. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Surround us with your angels. And Lord, we pray that for our listeners too. And we pray for the mighty anointing to continue on Brother Freedom. You've already anointed him. We want him to go for it. We pray, Lord, for the scriptures and the prayers to be anointed by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Exodus, the 23rd chapter, starting in verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. And he shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread, and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before thee, and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Then in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, starting in verse 14, it says, And the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations, unto the whole heaven. But the Lord hath taken you, and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Then in Hebrews, starting in chapter 5, verse 9, And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Then Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21 says, Make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, amen to that. To you be glory forever and ever. Lord, you're the wonderful one. We love you. We put our faith and our trust in you, Lord. We exalt you. You're worthy of praise, Lord. We welcome you into this place. We love your presence, Lord. We love the touch of your Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord, that you are moving here among us. We receive, Lord, what you have for us. And we pray that you would reach out and touch everyone who is tuning in, Lord, that they too would receive from you words from heaven, words of life, to change them inside and out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being able to call on your name. Thank you for your word that says, before we call, you will answer. While we are yet speaking, you will hear. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for your anointing on Brother Freedom. Open our ears that we may hear what you say to us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for that wonderful word that has went forth. We pray for your divine anointing. We wait upon you this night to speak to our hearts, the hearts of the world. Those out there, there's bondage this night, to those who have sicknesses, that are going through sorrows, through troublesome times. Lord, I pray that they'll realize that you are the answer. I pray that they'll understand that you are their helper. You are the provider. And Father, that they'll come to that place, that they'll dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That they'll dwell in that place under your mighty hand. That they'll come to that place believing on your name. They'll come to that place of what's the knowledge? Faith is sin. They'll have that faith in you this day. They'll live a way of above reproach. In that, they'll be blessed. They'll feel that power, there's no way to describe it, of such love, of such wisdom, of such knowledge. For that faithfulness that you are, you're forever faithful. And Father, you're always in time. You're on time all the time. Let people know that we wait upon you. We're in perfect timing. We that wait upon you shall renew our strength, Lord God. And Father, we this night, we pray that you'll touch the hearts of your people this night, this day, wherever you are. If you're in Africa, I don't know, it'll be a 24-hour or quite a few hours from here, 12 hours, I guess. I pray that you'll be touched. In Singapore, I pray that you'll be touched. In Australia, I pray that you'll be touched. In New Zealand, I pray that you'll be touched. For any part throughout the world. And I believe this word is going to go throughout the regions. God is going to send this word to a mighty people that's dry, that they'll have strength. They'll no longer walk in bondage, but they'll be set free. And there they shall send forth the word to those around about them. They'll do great and mighty exploits where they are. And Father, your word declares it, it shall come to pass. I pray for this proclamation to become full in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in Jesus' name. Set your people free. Amen, amen, and amen. The Bible says that knowing the time, now it is high time to wake out of sleep. The Lord last night and come down so wonderfully. When you're asleep, you're not really with it. When I go to sleep at night, I'm sleepy. And God gives me sleep. But when I'm asleep, I'm asleep. And the church is asleep this night. We've lost their first love. You've lost. But God wants to reinstate you this night. God wants to bless you. God wants to move in your hearts that you might be a blessing. There's so many people that need healing from diseases, from all kinds of problems. God is the great physician. He'll heal you. I know he'll heal you. But he's against sin. The Bible plainly says if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation. And I believe if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be a changed individual this night and walk forth tomorrow in victory. Continually walk and you'll be come to a place God's going to use you. How it works, like you're eating. You got to eat to live. And we as God's people have to live with God. People say, well, that's really strong, but that's the way it is. We have to come to that place that we're willing to say, Lord, I want you. See, the early church moved mighty for a while. But you can't let tradition come in your life or you're going to be bound. Tradition is going every day the same, basically. That's what church has always been, every day the same thing. With the Lord, it's a new day, it's a new time. He does that to bring you into a place. He told me to tell you how it is. If you was 70 years ago, you wouldn't have any hot water, probably no running water at all. You'd have no electricity. You'd be in maybe a Model T. You wouldn't have these great hospitals you have today, all the breakthroughs, but yet we failed to have God to be able to grow with it. We wouldn't let him grow. We bound what he had here to grow. The Holy Ghost wanted us to start off. By this time, if we'd have let God's way, multitudes would be alive in God. But see, we as God's people can learn that prophecies only work if you work with the prophecy. I've given prophecies to people and I said, why didn't it work? So the Lord says they didn't do their part of it. I gave a prophecy one time. I remember God gave it so vividly. He told this young man, God's no blessing. But he took it that was, he knew more than God. So basically, it didn't work. The whole Bible, it prophesies. But some of it did work and some of it didn't work. Prophecies is just knowing what's before you and trying to take heed to it. But Israel was prophesied many times. The word of God there tonight, talks about the angel come there, he go before him, you follow that angel. And that's what God said, you don't have an angel now, but you got the Holy Spirit. You got greater than the angel. You got a supernatural leadership that's beyond imagination. He knows all. There's nothing beyond his understanding is perfect. He is God. And Jesus through his awesomeness came. That cross that this day might be fulfilled. It can't be fulfilled if you have a dead, basically, religion. That's what's been a religion. God give eternal life, that you might be alive unto God, but dead's a sin. It says, come out from among it. We didn't know what that meant. How can anybody come out from among it? It's the Spirit of God. Renew a right spirit within me. 51st chapter Psalm says, renew a right spirit within me. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That's David, way back in the Old Testament. But we have made it so that we have the same program. I went to church all my life. We had the same program every week. Even the same Sunday school lessons, they just change. Every year you just change it back over. Rehearsing. That's not by the Spirit. God is not slack concerning his promises. When the enemy comes in like a flood, it says God will raise up a standard against him. No ill shall harm you. No foe. Nothing can even irritate you if you walk the Lord your God. But just like it said there, if you do not take heed, God will turn you over. That's why he went in the land. They didn't run all the bad spirits out because it took time to clean that land out. That's why when we get saved, we're totally clean. But you got to keep out. That's why you do it day by day. And God will not share his glory with no man. When you tell something to somebody, you've got the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, no man can know, only God. There's only one that you can know if the Spirit's on you. And that's very seldom. It's only in cases where God wants to get the message to somebody. The Spirit of God is able to take care of himself. I've heard it in my ears. We don't want it in our church because we want to be like all the other churches. God's very disappointed. He called me a long time ago and told me this mess, and I couldn't believe it then, but I'm still believing now. God's brought me into a place of understanding. If man don't straighten up, we're going to be just like Israel. What happened to Israel? They want the whole world. But Israel's got a promise. It says it in Romans what's going to happen. If God did not spare his own, how should he not spare you? You who I have grafted in. He said, I'll pluck you out. The word of God says it. 9th chapter, 8th chapter of Romans. He says what he means. And all these super spiritual people think they know about new God. I'll tell you, they do not know. They don't know a fraction what he is. He is beyond everything. We slander him. We make fun of him. And then expect God to go to bless us. Oh, I don't want the Holy Ghost, but I want, would you please give us our daily bread and lest we forgive our debtors. We pray those kind of prayers. But yet we say no to God. God said, I sent my Holy Ghost to minister to you. You say no. The early church did the same thing. What happened to the early church? They went in years of darkness. Years of people getting slain. Years of the church fighting against both friction back and forth and the naturals. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. God moves by the Spirit because the Spirit makes no mistakes. God's here to make his face to shine upon you that you might live victorious this last days. Because perilous times are coming. Men shall be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers. All these things are in the works of mankind. We're seeing that people are very jealous, want their own way. And see, that's one way we don't get the will of God when we want our own way. Those old songs years ago were so special. Those people that wrote the old songs, they had to be saints of God. He's, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. What a wonderful, we sing them, we don't believe it. Have thine own way, Lord. No, don't have your own way to me, that's what they say. I know what's best. So we've been walking tradition quite a while. 1800s, 1900s, when the Holy Ghost moved upon this land, there was a great revival. Billy Sunday and a lot of, God was moving. Our country was just moving. Our country was the process of factories, Ford Motor Company, all the Buick and Cadillac and all these. They started building cars. And then refrigeration came to the market. Then radio, TV. And even Hollywood had to stick his little neck out and say, boy, I'm going to make for evil. See what we get in our minds, our eyes see, it's the way into to our soul. And men, we should not watch these some of these stuff. And women, you should not watch it either. It'll take you to a place. Lust is that spirit of it takes and neutralizes what glory got in it. It makes you sterile in God. You're sterile in the Lord. I think you understand what that is. It makes you unfruitful. You're not bearing. If the Bible says you bear no fruit, it's because your spirit don't mix with what God's got for you. And we, as God's people, need to straighten up that we don't go our way. We pray, oh Lord, come down and change the circumstances. No, these circumstances, He orders our circumstances. We're to bend our limb toward Him. But I hear it all the time. Well, Lord, you give us something. God said, hey, wake up. It's just the opposite. We've taught people to tell Him what to do. He must tell us what to do. When I learned this about 35, 40 years ago, I realized that we had everything backwards. God says, yes, you got it right. So one day I'm going to let you preach. For years, I didn't do nothing. I got fed. Oh, Lord told me so much. God said that no novice is going to be in the ministry. I'm nobody. I don't claim to be anything. But I know coming into His presence, there's fullest joy. Come as ye, it's the glory that comes into a nobody. God's looking for nobodies. Not looking for somebodies. He's looking for nobodies that believe in God. They're able to trust Him. He looks for those who trust. His eyes run to and fro to make Himself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him. Not perfect toward your pastor. Yes, your pastor is good. Their ministry, if they got it, it's to get souls saved. But that ends. Because that once that person gets saved, he goes into a greater depth. And you should not bind him that he can't grow. The Lord just showed me that so vividly. It's like taking a tree and stunning that tree. That's why they make dwarf trees. They tie, back in the Oriental ladies, they used to tie things around their legs where their feet couldn't grow. To stunt your feet, where they couldn't have to walk. I'll tell you, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has done that same thing, and they can't walk. We should be able to walk on water, God said. We should be able to be translated, God says. It's in there. Where are we? I'll tell you where we are. We're asleep. We're asleep. And knowing the time. Now it is high time to wake out of sleep. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all of the works of what? Darkness. And what? Put on the whole armor of God. You can't put on the whole armor on if you're fighting against God. I was in the army and I know what you mean. Your allegiance has to be to where you're fighting with. But God said you got to fight evil. How can we fight evil if we got evil taken over? Because the Bible says, what's our amount of faith is sin. See, God looks at this thing different than we do. We think that evilness is if we go out here and say something wrong and do it. What's what we do? That's not the biggest evil. Biggest evil is when we come against the Spirit of God. If we blaspheme the Word of God, Jesus said it very way back. When people said, oh, Jesus was his ministry was just nothing. I'll tell you, Jesus was powerful. If you fall out, it's powerful. Jesus' ministry is powerful. That's why He sent forth the Comforter to heal what was been done. The disciples needed healing. The Word of God cuts. Poor Peter didn't really know because Jesus was God and in Himself. He was saying, you can't do this, Peter. Do this. Peter was lacking. He could see that when he couldn't walk along the water. He was not where he should be with God. There had to be some growing. The book of Peter talks about it. Having on the Father's nature. Having on the presence of God. That take on His nature. I take on my bloodline as God the Father. He is my Father. He's beyond my earthly fire. He is my Father. We've got it. I know this is tough. But Jesus said we're supposed to come to this place. We're to think whether we want Him or not. There's some people that don't want to line up. So, well, Jesus said then have your way. What did He do? Tell the young ruler to go out and sell what he had. And he says, you can follow me. He says, Lord, I can't do that. And Jesus wanted well sorrowful. He's sorry for that young man. But he was honest anyway. He couldn't do it. God says, seek ye first his kingdom, then all these things shall be added. I'm just one that preparing either way for the Holy Ghost. I believe it's his hour to come. Those that are not ready, we're going to vacate this land very shortly. I thought maybe last night he might come. He's coming very soon. I told a man yesterday, or day before yesterday, that man used to be so friendly to me. I said, you know, I believe the Lord's coming. I've never seen him since. It scared him so bad. It scared him. I said, Lord, he says, that's what's scaring everybody. See, God's a God of God. Yes, the pastors have lied to you. They basically told you to get out here, come in, sign the book, send us some money. It's all been for promotional. A promotional. They call it. We now get these promotionals. What's that promotional do? It's just for a season to get you in there. I took this TV company. It was a promotional to get you in there what they want. God has a promotional for us, but all the way. There's no other way that leads to heaven but through Jesus' blood upon that cross, by the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost and God the Father. It's through God the Father, God the Son, and God through the Holy Ghost, and God bless you, he'll take you through. Would you read that last verse again, Brother Micah? I believe that verse is totally right.
Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful... That's the climax of the meeting today. If you can't see it, not much I can do about it. But God is in the rehabilitation program. God's not here to hurt you. He's here to bless you. But he wants to use you. And I would think myself, I'd be happy. If I'd known this so many years ago, I wouldn't have prayed like I did. Because, boy, I prayed about 8 years. Because I could see that things were not right. Praying for revivals, get a revival, in and out, up and down. And the Sunday school things the same over and over and over. And it was the same old program over and over and over. It was. Same Sunday school books, use them years after years. Pastors did the same about Israelite going out of the land of Himson. It was nothing depth. It was just like a storybook. But the Bible is not a storybook. It's life. It's your textbook. This is the textbook. And God told me this last, I forgot about it. I'll bring it in right now. The Lord says, this is your map. But the Holy Ghost is your compass. Oh, the Holy Ghost, he is your compass. This map, it's just there. The Holy Ghost lets you know where to go through the map. That's right on. That's right on. God is right on through the compass of God. He points to you. You know, when he used to tell me, go, I could depend on him that I knew it was going to be just like he said. I'm driving down the highway and he says, you'll be in a certain place. Go see this girl killed. I was real new at it. I said, Lord, I trust you totally, but I'm praying as hard as I can. Lord says, you don't even have to pray now because it's happening right there. Exactly on time. I think 10 minutes before 8, exactly. How that God could take you from your bedroom. That's what the Holy Ghost. I hope I haven't hurt anybody here tonight, but God's real. Whole world's hearing us. God's here to help you. And that prayer request we got about this young lady. I realize that you've had a problem. You're going through things, but God has shown me one thing that I have to ask you. Does your church where you fellowship believe in divine healing? If it does not, then the fullness, because God is going to honor things that you do. If you don't do those things, there's penalties. There's a great honor to have the Holy Ghost in your life, but there's penalties if you don't have him. In all kindness, I love you. I'm going to pray for you anyway, but I just realized that God said that some things is in his hands. Some things Brother Freedom can't even pray about. Because if you live, or you go to a church and they don't believe in the move of God, I'm tied because I love the Holy Ghost. See, that would be doing allegiance against him. I'd be just like the state of California told me to go out and give someone a ticket. And I said, oh, I don't think I'll quite do that. No, you have to do what your leadership tells you. You follow what I'm trying to say? We've made church just what we want it. It's what God wants, all the way. If I can get anything through your mind, God's all the way. If you'll understand that, God's going to bring you into a place of understanding with Him. But we have been so confused in these areas, no one's had a direction on it. Thank God that God has given me revelation on these things. And I'm not afraid of nobody. I have the Word of God. God said He'll never leave me, He'll never forsake me. And He's going to defeat those that come against me. And I'm not saying this smartly or no way, but God's going to take care of me. I have to take care of Him too. It's just like a husband and wife. They're not going to go against each other. In the same way with me, with the Spirit of God, I'm married to Him. I'm not going to go against Him. And people, sometimes we like to, because we like somebody, we want God to do something. But it's sometimes in the heart of God to deal with that person individually. Well, that's what it's almost 100%. A person cannot be saved unless the Spirit draws you. See, we told people, come to the altar. We need it. We got them saved. God wasn't even in it. The Scripture says it. The Spirit has to draw. We did it because of the numbers. Also, to make God happy. We got 50 saved today. God's out there says, you stupid people. It's by my Spirit. You're coming against Him. Can't you see where He's at? I see it totally. I mean, I guess I'm on a different page, but God's on a different page too. I'm on His page. I pray that God will bless you this night. I pray that God will love you, bless you. I feel His presence so mighty tonight. But I have never had a friend like I have. When I grew up my life, I want to say this in closing. I had no childhood. I had to start work when I was about 9 years old. By the time I was 10 or 11, people, they trusted me more than they did grown-ups. But I knew God did that. But I seen the value in trusting God. God is in the business of following Him. And we start that at a young age. We start that when I was in that, go to die. When I was grasping out for that limb, I was going under. That last time, I remember. And I thought, I'm in an eternity. And pretty soon, heard His voice. I thought, let it but pull me out. But since that time, I've seen that God's been... I was on a truck in Texas. 5 o'clock in the morning. Sun hadn't come up. I was loading this cat on the back with low bed. I got it loaded, had lights on it. Now, today I didn't think about it to what the Lord showed me today. But the lights, I cannot blame that driver too much. The only thing, he should have lights on. Because I was looking in the lights. Everything looked... But see, that's the way we are. The world, we look in the light, but we're not seeing what God sees. That light was right there only. God is light. So the Lord says, jump. I had never had the Lord really say that since Korea. Jump as high as you can jump. I didn't know what was happening. I jumped. The Lord says, as high as you can jump. In those days, I was in pretty good condition. So I jumped. And that car hit me. I never will forget it. And I thought it killed me. But I rolled over the top of the hood. And I looked in his face. I seen his face. He was scared dead. I think he thought he killed me. I rolled off the side. He kept going down. He was still in the dark. I don't know how he seen. He found that car in the dark. So I don't know who it was. But God knows. What I said, if it hadn't been, I've been a statistic. I've been gone. God's hand so many times. Minefield there in Korea. Nothing happened. Up there one time I went to a D-7. It was wouldn't run. So I go up there and the machine gun starts cutting down on us. So I told the operator, I said, if I get this unit together, will you back it out? And he said, yeah, I will. So I stayed and got that unit together and he backed it out. But nothing hit. I mean, when you see those things, I've seen mortar come in. Nothing happened. There's not that many duds. God's God. I see we're like that May palm in Korea. I used to see it run down on the Chinese and North Koreans. And I could see it. Literally, I was within a couple thousand feet. Terrible. This is war. I mean, it's terrible. I wondered then if those... I knew they didn't know God. But I knew if we didn't happen, if I didn't protect... See, in the army, you got to protect your buddy. He dies, it's your fault. They make it you have to protect. But war is war. But God's God. What I'm trying to say, we think war is hard. But God's in everything that we see to bring you into a place of comfort for Him. That you can live in comfort with Him. See, our bodies are not made to live in sin. Bodies are not made to be away from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, in His presence, greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. Well, this world we live in is pretty tough, but greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. God bless you all. Pray that God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that might be the title of this message. The Bible is our map. And the Holy Ghost is our compass. Praise the Lord. That's a revelation, Brother Freedom.
Isn't that something?
That is fantastic.
The Lord's given that for us left out tonight.
I've heard Him call the Bible a map, but I've never heard Him call the Holy Ghost our compass. That finishes it out perfect.
The Holy Ghost, the Lord said that's what it was.
A ship without
he's
compass.
He's always right. I just tell what He said.
These churches have got a map, but no compass.
No compass, that's right. Lord, that's right.
They're going in circles.
They're getting lost.
That's fantastic. Praise the Lord. You got to hear
that
a
was pretty good, isn't
great
the
revelation.
The Holy Ghost is so good.
The Holy Ghost is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us. Amen.